This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The story here is Aaron Judge is really just... You just run out of platitudes and ways to describe the guy. He's on pace for 190 RBIs. And the crazy thing, and not to directly contrast it to Soto, but you know we will, the guy behind him is batting .176. The guy behind him is batting .219. And the guy behind him is batting .182. So you know they're trying to be selective with Judge and kind of pitch around them. And the guy gets one pitch, kind of like Bonds back in the day, and he doesn't miss.
The note that I had last night while watching the game that I wanted to bring up today was just that I love everything about him. And I think we could appreciate him more on a day like today because it's been 10 games since he hit a home run. So it's, oh my God, stop the presses. Judge has hit a home run. But that makes me appreciate his greatness even more as opposed to the 3-1 night, 2 the next night. As odd as that sounds, when you miss it for a little bit and then he goes out there and hits a big home run, not to mention all the things that he says. We didn't even get into the WBC aspect of Aaron Judge and Team USA captain. And, you know, he's like, I didn't even care. Tell the Yankees I'm doing this. All the things that he says, the way he handled the Soto comments. Remember, he was asked about that. I think it was Andy Martino, as a matter of fact.
That was a great response.
The day that we had him on, his response, that's how you handle that. Look, I'm not getting into this back and forth. Judge is a grown damn man. He's comfortable within his own skin. He is as confident a player as I have ever seen set foot on the field. Yeah, he may not be perfect. Nobody is, but he's the best baseball player I've ever seen. And we could get on him for October. And I just think it's a matter of time before he gets going in October as opposed to it being a thing. Now, the longer it goes on, the worse it may become. But still, this guy is everything that you could ever want in a player because he is the best player, not only in on your team, but in the sport, and also the best leader that you could have. How rare is it to have a player of that caliber be the captain and a true leader of a team as well?
Well, I mean, the Yankees seem to do a good job selecting their captains, although there were years where Derek wasn't necessarily the best player on the team. That's to your point, I'm sure. Mattingly obviously was before he got hurt.
More with
Nettles and Randolph and Guidry. Maybe, you know, it's Munson, of course.
Maybe more from a Mets perspective to where it seems that their best player, even right when he was a captain, I think was beyond his best days. Beltran was their best player for a while. Piazza, now Soto in my mind. And they're not that. It just should. It's not a knock on the Mets or really anybody else. It just should enhance how freaking special Aaron Judge is.
He really is. I mean, in a city that has seen some of the best players in the history of sports, I mean, we're watching the right-handed version of Babe Ruth, you know, recreated or reincarnated. Ruth 2.0, however you want to frame it, only he's a better athlete, it seems, and he's doing it against better pitching. And it's not just white players, and the ballparks are different, and there's relief pitching specialists. I mean, the things that he's had to deal with that Ruth and other titans of the game back then did not just illuminate what he or should illuminate what he is. The crazy thing, too, is this is a little bit less about Judge, but just more about the energy around the Yankees right now, the fans. Now, last night I was coaching my daughter's softball game. Yeah. It was freezing, man. It was cold. There was 22-mile-per-hour gusting winds, and the hour game started at 7.
Wow.
I mean, it was freezing, dude. Walk-off granny, by the way, to win it.
Congrats. There
you
go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wish my daughter hit it, but somebody else did. That was a lot of fun. Anyway, it was really cold now. And last night, same deal at the stadium, pretty cold. The Royals, you know, all right, they got wit. That's about it. Nondescript team. It's not the Red Sox or the Mets. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the Yankees had 42,000, 43-6, and 44-7 at Yankee Stadium in the freezing cold on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in April.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
It's impressive, and they weren't disappointed. I think the Yankees are playing their best baseball of the season, and you're starting to see. I know we focus on Judge, and there is another layer of Judge that I want to ask you about,
mm-hmm.
but you're starting to see the things that we had thought might be the case for the Yankees in the offseason when they go away from Soto and building a team that could play some defense and mix and match and move parts around and be a team that could pitch well. How about the freaking catch from Bellinger last night?
No.
As much as we love Judge, I'm not even sure Judge makes that play, and I thought it was going to be a base hit for sure to tie the game,
uh-huh.
and yet Bellinger makes a terrific play, and he alone, being so versatile, has made a huge difference in this team.
There's no doubt. And listen, I think people thought I was, you know, coping, take a little hit of copium. There's some of the memes that were coming my way. When I said that after Soto decided to go to the Mets, that there was a chance if they allocated their money properly and they got a little lucky and they were good at their jobs simultaneously, that the Yankees, it would be a different team, but it could be a more well-rounded team. And yeah, the play last night, I don't know that's Judge gets it. I don't think Soto gets it. Bellinger did get it. That's all that matters. But think about even the previous night. Now, you and I had a conversation. You know, at what point do you let Dominguez finish a game? Mm-hmm. Especially when he just rips a big 3-run double. His confidence is up. Let him feel the love in left field when he goes out to play defense. But they've got their plan, and I might not fully agree with it, but I get what they're doing. So they make that move, and they go to Grisham in center, who makes a hell of a play in the by the warning track against the fence in dead center field. And then Bellinger, who was in left field at that point when Grisham went to center, now you put Bellinger in right field, and he makes a game-saving play on a ball on a ball that had some spin and some. Like, that was a tough play. And I heard that coming back from the Soul. Actually, coming back to the diner, we went to eat after, me and the whole family, because it was late. We just wanted to have something quick. And I heard the final call in the car coming home. And when I got home to, I had to see it match the description, it was even a tougher play than I thought. Like, that was a lights-out Gold Glove play.
Yeah, those type of players, those type of plays where you talk about Grisham and Bellinger, that's the difference in winning ball games a lot of times. Yankees can mash their way to victory in the regular season. In the postseason, those are the plays. That type of stuff is what, to me, gets you over the top. I know that the Dodgers have ridiculous talent. I'm not talking about them specifically, but something that's been lacking.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Backing from the Yankees, playing baseball the right way, maybe we're starting to see signs of that. I thought this was a terrific series, not just in the results. Mm-hmm. They also swept the Brewers, and I wasn't going nuts about that. Yep. This is different.
Because it was a crisper brand of baseball that's more transferable to October, to your point. I got a quick one for you, and this is I don't even know how you possibly, it's just a guess, really. So I'll give you a guess as well. I want you to go first. So watching Aaron Judge, he's 32. How many years do you think he has left to be this guy?
It's a great question.
I don't know, man. Superhero.
I know, but you would think that with age, especially his body type, I can't imagine him doing this for many more years. I mean, what, two? At this level.
Would be disappointing.
Three? You're saying he's going to do this but 35, age 36? I mean, I'm not saying
prepared to go 236 or past it. I would say this.
He's going to be 33.
This and at least two more.
In 9 days, he'll be 33.
This and at least two more.
Okay.
And then maybe that other year could be good, but not this.
Okay, fair enough. Right. So it doesn't necessarily have to be this. Even his version of good is still going to be better than most, which leads me to my question to you. Do you think if Judge, whether he performs in the postseason or not, the Yankees end up winning a championship with him, that he could become the most beloved player in Yankees history? Dude, think about what we're talking about, how good he is. We're using the name Babe Ruth.
I know.
I love Jeter, and Jeter has been a better Yankee to date because of all the postseason success than Judge.
Yeah.
But Judge has the combination of being better than any player, or at least on par with the best of the best.
Yeah.
The captain, he's got the look, all of it, all the record, home run record.
I think he's also a little more authentic. I think as we saw, and I appreciate that. Now, of course, I'm a Jeter fan, the way he played the game. But one thing that always bothered me about Derek, and I said this when he was playing, was that I thought he was a phony, that he was a fake. In terms of what he gave us.
Also not relatable, maybe. Not relatable.
And a phony in terms of not giving us the real him, which I also understood because he wanted to minimize distractions. He was all ball.
See, I like that about him.
I get the pluses to it as well. And he comported himself as a pro and as a gentleman. Who knows what would have happened if we were in that situation back then. I mean, with that money and that New York at your disposal. I don't know. I like to think that as an athlete, I would have found a way to maintain great focus, but there's no guarantee. And Derek did. So I laud him for that. I respect that. That's amazing.
But classy as well with the gift basket.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, if you're going to come over, you're going to feel good when you leave. And you're going to feel good when you stay, too.
Jesus.
Oh, God almighty. What are you doing
okay,
here?
Yeah.
All right, come on.
Yeah. Get back on track, yeah. I mean, Judge.
I watched Judge speak. Yeah. And there is a smile and there is a congeniality that I'm not here to knock Derek. That's not my point. But it's just a different presentation. I think it's easier to embrace and to want to love to, and it's more relatable.
And he hits the homers. Like, Jeter, as great as he was and as much as I love him, and I think he's a better Yankee to date, judges the combo of A-Rod's talent, to use modern terms.
Yep.
A-Rod's talent, but I think better, certainly better with the Yankees. Jeter's leadership, and then the personality and smile and all the... He's the combination of everything you could ever want.
It's basically perfect, except we wish he was a little bit younger here.
Well, and the one thing missing is the postseason
success. So, yes. No, I just want to make sure. When you asked me the question about could he exceed anybody and be the most beloved Yankee of all time, did you say he wins a World Series but doesn't play well?
Doesn't matter. Yeah, just the Yankees win a World Series with him being the captain.
Okay, but if he has
doesn't play well.
All right, I think that would be minimized in the long run. I think that the elevation would occur. And by the way, for me, this is going to sound like a loser take because I would love one. I don't need him to deliver a championship for him to be as high on my list as he is, which, by the way, is number one.
Fair enough. But so you surpasses Mattingly and all that. Agreed.
You know, I mean, you do it from April through October into October to get him there. There's value there.
But you know, Yankee fans are not going to get there yet.
I know,
which is what made me think of it last night. And maybe I'm sure there are a lot of Yankee fans who feel the same way you do. But I'm sure there are a lot who want to see the postseason success. If he does have postseason success individually and
forget about it, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Forget about the Yankees. Now I know we won't have the numbers like Hank Aaron, but you start looking at Frank Robinson. You start looking at Babe Ruth in terms of just all-time icons of the game. Forget about just the Yankees who have a lot, obviously.
If I ask you, give me the top two names in Yankee history who are the most beloved Yankee fans, could be any generation.
I would say Babe Ruth. And I want to give him somebody modern, but I don't think Jeter's there. Maybe Ruth and Reggie.
Mantle's got to be in here, no?
Ruth and Mantle.
Mantle would be probably number one. I don't know about Ruth. Okay. Jeter maybe a third. I think Judge. Mantle's probably the best one. Mattingly, by the way, should be in there as well. You know, he's revered.
Well, for me, he is. But
not just you. I mean, he's revered by Yankee fans. I know he doesn't have that championship, but he was symbolic of a whole era of Yankee fans. Yeah. So I think most callers call this station and show their love, whether it's historically or whatever. Mantle, Mattingly are probably the most two beloved. Maybe Jeter you want to throw in there. I think Judge will surpass them both if he has a big postseason and the Yankees end up winning a World Series.
And it's tough to love somebody. You know, even going back to the old conversations, I know Mike loves Mantle, of course, Mike Francesa. I get it. Anything about Ruth is just a regurgitation of numbers. But even going back to when Mike was still on the air, and Mike himself, there were many people, and there still are, thank God, who saw Mickey Mantle play. And obviously Mattingly. And I think there's different levels of appreciation. But I also think there's a commonality there where Mantle won a ton and he won championships. He also broke down physically like Mattingly. And I think it takes a very special, just to wrap this up in a bow, I think it takes a very special New York athlete to be so revered like a Mattingly and a Judge, to your point, without a championship. Like Ewing, to me, is a tick below that. Lundqvist is a tick below. Like, to me, that is a club of one or two. And to me, Judge is already in it.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.